Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It's October the 9th, and on this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 1562 when we travel to Padua in Italy, where Father Gabriel Fallopio, the most illustrious of 16th century Italian anatomists, died. He contributed greatly to early knowledge of the ear and the reproductive organs. His exhaustive observations, made during dissection of human cadavers, led to discovering the tubes that connect the ovaries to the uterus, now known as fallopian tubes, and several major nerves of the head and the face. He described the semicircular canals of the inner ear, which were responsible for maintaining body equilibrium, and gave a name to the vagina, placenta, clitoris, palate, and cochlea, the snail-shaped organ of hearing in the inner ear. Fallopio was born in Modena and died in Padua. And his family was noble but very poor, and it was a struggle to obtain an education. He was ordained and became a canon at Modena's cathedral, and then studied medicine at the University of Ferrara, at the time one of the best medical schools in Europe. He received his medical doctorate in 1548 under the guidance of Antonio Musa Brazzavola. And after taking his degree, he worked at various medical schools until he became the professor of anatomy at Ferrara, and 3 years later was invited to occupy the chair of anatomy and surgery at the University of Padua, one of the world's oldest universities. At the time, science of the human body was dominated by Galen's understanding of anatomy, which was over 1,300 years old. And medicine was principally influenced by his theory of the four humours: black bile, yellow bile, blood and phlegm. Galen's anatomical reports have been based mainly on the dissection of Barbary apes. However, when he discovered that their facial expressions were too much like those of humans, he switched to other animals such as pigs. Because a Roman law prohibited the dissection of human cadavers. His major contributions to medicine was work on the circulatory system. Before Galen's research, it was believed that the arteries carried oxygen rather than blood. And he was the first to recognise that there are distinct differences between venous, dark, and arterial, bright blood. His anatomical work on animals led to some inaccuracies, most notably his anatomy of the uterus, which largely resembled a dog's. And though incorrect in his studies of human reproduction and reproductive anatomy, he came very close to identifying the ovaries as analogous to the male testes. He had accurately described the human spine, spinal cord, and vertebral column. And Fallopius was very critical of Galen, and this resulted in a shift of attitude which was essential to the development of Renaissance medicine. Fallopio's own work dealt mainly with the anatomy of the head. The aqueductus fallopii, the canal through which the facial nerve passes after leaving the auditory nerve, is also named after him. And he added much to what was known before about the internal ear, and described in detail the tympanum and its relations to the osseous ring in which it's situated. He was the first to point out the connection between the mastoid cells in the middle ear. And his description of the lacrimal ducts in the eye was a marked advance on those of his predecessors. And he also gave a detailed account of the cells in the nose. He studied the reproductive organs in both sexes and described the fallopian tube, which leads from the ovary to the uterus and bears his name to this day. and his contributions to practical medicine were also important. He was the first to use an oral speculum for the diagnosis and treatment of diseases of the ear. And his writings on surgical subjects are still of interest. He published two treatises on ulcers and tumours, and a treatise on surgery, amongst other things. The priest was regarded as somewhat of an authority in the field of sexuality. Fallopio was the first to describe a condom. In his writings, a linen sheath wrapped around the penis. And he advocated the use of such sheaves to prevent syphilis. In an early example of a clinical trial, Fallopio reported that he tested these condoms in 1,100 men, none of whom contracted syphilis. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. Thanks for listening. Join us tomorrow if you can, as we look at the life of Carlo Acutis, the 15-year-old website developer who has been beatified and is on the way to becoming the first millennial saint. This month, we have surpassed 10,000 downloads, so thank you to listeners from all over the world for your interest. And today, a special thank you to our listeners in Petah Tikva in Israel, and in Newbury, in England. Our archives can be found at www.pogp.net, and if you have time, please subscribe, share the podcast with friends, and have a lovely day wherever you are. Thanks for listening.